I only heal myself. I only heal myself. I am a practitioner. I am a worldwide healing ministry practitioner. And we have many worldwide healing practitioners all over the world. And people come to us and say, I would be made whole and perfect. I would be healed. Help me. Show me the way so I may be healed. And so we work with these people to go within themselves, to listen within for whatever wisdom comes to them, and to follow that. And then the people come back to us and say, it doesn't work. I've listened within, but I've still got my problems. I've listened within, but I still need the healing. I've listened within, but nothing happens. And then I say to them, let go and let the divine within you reveal itself to you. Because as long as you hold on to the thought of whatever it is that you say you don't want to experience, you will continue to experience it. Oh, you're mean. You're terrible. Why do you say such things like that to me? How terrible that is. The gurus and teachers and philosophical people, metaphysical people, for centuries, for millennia, have listened to this word from people. They themselves live in a world of inner peace. They themselves live in a world of harmony and happiness, of health. And they have learned to do it by healing themselves, by healing their ideas. To heal is to return to your original purity and integrity. So when we return to our original purity and integrity in our inner thoughts, we are whole. When we return to our original purity and integrity, our body is experiencing all that it was divinely designed to experience. Our body is experiencing all that it was created to be. Now, what is our body created to be? What is our body created to experience and to express and to live? What is our body designed to be in every way, shape, and form? What is our body a reality as? Are we what we see ourselves to be? Are we the limitation of our outer eyes, which see only the human, the physical? Or are we what our inner eye tells us? Our inner vision tells us that within us is our original purity and integrity. Within us is the goodness and the harmony and the love. Within us is who we really are. Now, we never tell a child that you are terrible now and you will be terrible all of your life. Because we know that there's change and always things are happening in different and beautiful ways. And as things are happening in beautiful and different ways, the change comes about in the outer appearance. The inner child, the inner being, the inner genius, the inner wonder that we know about who the children are in our life, we know is just an experience, expression, just an illusion of the moment. And in another moment, it will be quite different. Now, can we look at ourselves as this child? Can we look at ourselves and say, this expression, this illusion that we have right now, that will change. This illusion that we have right now, that's just a temporary thing. It's not my reality. It's not who I am all the time. It's not who I am and who I always will be. This inner illusion, this outer illusion, this experience that I have which says that this is perhaps who I am. Is that really who I am? Is that really the being that I am? Is that really the man that I am? Is that the expression of my divinity that I am? Who am I really? Am I really the wonder the magic, the being that has known all these things? Am I really the divine that I really can't see very well? Am I really that which is me, always and forever and wonderful? Am I that? Am I that which I would like to be, but I know I am not? What am I really? What am I really expressing in all of my life? What am I really expressing in all of my being? Today, I can live a life filled with peace and harmony and joy when I know I only heal myself. I put the causes in motion for the beautiful experiences I have in life. I look at my world and I look beyond the appearance of today. I look beyond the child of today and I see the being of tomorrow, the man of tomorrow. And that man of tomorrow is today my reality, my only reality, because that is who I am, because that's all I am, that's what I am, and I am happy in being that. Life is so fantastically, gloriously wonderful, and I am so filled with the peace and joy that passeth all understanding, that I am so happy and so fulfilled and so revealed in my life, because that is who I am. That is who I am and who I will always be, and it is wonderful. But how can I be that? How can I be that way when really I am looking at myself and I'm seeing myself as being something that is not so pleasant? How can I be my reality? How can I be the truth about me? Well, I can be the truth about me by knowing that this is who I really am, by knowing that this is all that I am, by knowing that now is the acceptable time for my good. Now is the acceptable time for all that I am. Now is the acceptable time for the peace that passeth all understanding. And that's me. That's me. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's how I am, and that's why I am. Today, you can experience this too. You can go to your practitioner outside of yourself and have them say, go within yourself and find the peace that you wish. The practitioner will only tell you to do what you can do and to only tell you that it is done unto you according to your belief, according to your conviction, according to your desire, according to your life, according to who you are. Now, who are you? What are you? Where are you going? What are your values? I only heal myself. Say to yourself, I heal myself. Or better yet, say, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am magic. I am wonder. I am all. I am a happy, wonderful, fantastic being because I am that I am. I am that I am. I am the allness that I am. And I love it. I love being the allness that I am because that's who I am. That's my original purity and integrity. And I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am a happy being. I am a joyful being. I am a fantastic being. I like me. I like me. This is my dial healing word. This is my prayer word from the healing ministry. This is my healing to myself. I only heal myself, and right now, I am whole and perfect. I live in that divinity. I live in that reality. I live in that allness, and that's all that matters to me. And it's all that matters to all in my world. For that is the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.